What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the goddamn prayer. Goddamn the hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
We're going to go in there. We're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crap Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It is Friday, everybody. Welcome to Crap Diving Live, broadcasting at your ear holes from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera. U.S. of A. A little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening to us live on the East Coast. If it isn't that time, you may not be in America, or you may be listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, stream free 24/7, or you've done and gone down and done and gone down on something. And
you done gone down on something.
Downloaded us. As a podcast at your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever you're receiving us, we appreciate the crap of Roni Tony out of it.
You done gone down on something.
Hey, this video's taught of liberal douchebags out there.
Thank you.
Jeez. And the next couple hours are going to be from a couple of liberal douchebags.
Oh, my God. That's great. That's great.
Right?
It's a really great thing.
Join us on the journey, everybody. Thanks for buying shit with through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you do that, every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a wee little commissione. Doesn't cost you anything.
You buy shit, we get shit. That's how shit works.
And join us on social media during the show at Crab Diving on the Twitter. We glance at that occasionally. And during the show, I mean.
Yes.
And that's probably the best way to get all of us anytime.
Right. Knock on the window.
You can, we get occasional emails through the website. We get emails. Yes. We get messages on Instagram. Those marinate for quite a while, I must say. I apologize. Instagram would be the least rapid form of communication for us.
For $100,000, we will give you our address.
Probably a couple of good Google searches, and you can figure out our address.
No, don't tell these people that. No, not these people. Not the people listening to our show.
No, we'd love to see them.
QAnon.
Well, not really. No, we would.
Yeah.
But call first.
Yeah. Everyone ever gives a fuck. Nobody calls first in the South, though. That's for Yankees, you know, who lost the Civil War.
Come on. People call in the South.
Don't they? Some don't. Some just come the fuck over.
Oh.
Fuck it.
Well, there you go.
You have people here that won't put their dog on a leash, that will not keep their dog inside a fence.
That's true. That's a little irritating.
You know, the dogs just where the fuck ever.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Don't go outside. Don't go fucking outside.
So keep your dog on a leash.
Stay fucking inside.
Yeah. That kid is great. That kid from Boston or whatever. Stay the fuck inside. Yeah.
I think. I did all the opening bullshit. Hey, everybody. My computer's locking up. Hey, everybody. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer.
Oh, fuck.
What is that?
You can hear that shit.
What's up, America? How's everyone doing? I shout out to my brother. I was just chilling with him in Brooklyn on this rooftop. Bar. We were in a hot tub watching. Yeah. We were in New York. We weren't in Mississippi. Mississippi's like, I made it.
Rudy Giuliani's there.
Yeah. Oh, he is.
Sorry, I'm making some bubbles in the hot tub.
How did he end up, hooking up with the old cousin?
Wait, who? What?
Didn't he hook up with his cousin or something?
Oh, yeah, something like that. Married his second, second cousin, or cheated on his wife with his cousin, or, you know, I don't know. Yeah. He's a righteous dude.
Yeah, that's the guy that was arguing that the election should be overturned and we should have 4 more years of Trump.
Sure.
Yeah.
He's probably still out there telling people he's going to have some future legal bills to pay for.
When Rachel Maddow was like talking to someone about Rudy Giuliani, and she says, why is he always out there? I mean, he's farting. She said that.
Who was it? Jenna Ellis, right? Was the one sitting next to him. And she like looks at him in horror and disgust. She can't even disguise it. He goes, and she's like, ah,
you know, I mean, I don't even know what happened. I don't know what happened to the news today. I have no fucking idea. Well, I imagine
that was days after his hair was running down his face,
which was days after him holding his junk in some.
Oh no, that was days after
Jesus.
The landscaping place.
Why the fuck were you there?
Which was days after him holding his junk in the Borat movie.
That's right. Thank you, boy. Jeez.
It was a great month. He had a great run there.
Well, what's he getting in fees? $20,000 a day?
Well, supposedly, but then weren't there reports that Trump was like, don't fucking pay him?
Hey, I agree, Donald. I mean, don't pay this motherfucker. You should. I mean, he didn't do his job, I think. I'm not a lawyer. It seemed like
next weekend, it's going to be so nice, like 60, 65, like that. We could sit outside on the porch.
No, the lockdown.
Huh?
A lockdown is when you say the fuck inside, not the fuck outside. Do you know what a lockdown is? When you say the fuck inside.
We could sit outside on the porch.
The lockdown is when you stay the fuck inside, not the fuck outside.
Yeah!
So you plan on staying in the house till, like, June?
The fucking lockdown.
He's right, though.
The fucking lockdown.
What kind of question is that, Mom? He's doing whatever the virus says.
You know he's got an agent now.
I
probably had one beforehand.
Hey, listen, kid, move to the first district of Florida, run for Congress.
Okay.
I'll vote for you. I'll fucking vote for you. I'll knock on doors for you.
Well, against Matt Gaetz.
Be our governor.
Yeah, the bar's low. We got some great politicians. Rick Scott, Little Marco.
Little Marco seems...
He's really being a little twunt on the Twitter.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's already going after Biden.
Oh, okay.
Somebody's rubbing some foam into their crevices.
Ooh, gee,
to get ready for to get ready for 2024. He's going to run again.
Oh, God damn, Marco.
Undoubtedly.
Oh, my God.
With Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley and Tom Cotton. What a group, huh?
Ted Cruz is just... I don't even
Matt
know.
Matt Gaetz might run.
Oh, God, yes. Boy. Hi, I'm a white person addressing white guy America. Please stop doing shit. White people have to do less shit. We need less white people running for president, man. I mean, that's...
So you plan on staying in the house till, like, June?
The fucking lockdown. Yeah, the same fuck inside. Not the fuck outside. What the fuck? Do you hear the news? A lockdown. Is that when you say the fuck outside? It should be the outdown, not the lockdown.
Yeah.
Fucking lockdown inside. The fuck inside. Not the fuck going out to parties in the casino.
Not the fuck going out to parties and to casinos.
All these people miss casinos, man. That's adults in his life gamble, do you think?
Or they watch The Sopranos.
Don't go out when you can't bet on the ponies.
Not the fuck going out to parties in the casino.
Now, he's breaking character because he turns away and starts laughing, and that's why she starts laughing. So you could tell this was, you know, a thing.
Yeah, this is...
But nonetheless, it's brilliant.
It's just good. I would put this up, and I mean this, and I'm not diminishing this other thing, but it's certainly in, you know, in the ballpark, the Turtle Kid. I mean, you know, I like turtles. It's nothing like it, but this is pretty fucking good.
Do you hear the news?
He says, don't go to the casinos!
To parties in the casinos.
He sounds like a young Ray Liotta. Really, Karen!
Yeah, oh, God, yeah. Chantix, help me quit the smoking, you know? Chantix. He did those commercials.
Oh, my God. I forgot all about Chantix, man. Oh, shit. God damn. You think Ray Liotta got crazy or is crazy? Or...
Yeah.
You know, like kind of a...
Yeah, I think he's a little...
Do a fucking sitcom!
Packaging.
I'm Ray, and I quit smoking with Chantix. I tried cold turkey, I tried the patch, they didn't work for me.
They need to run this on cable, because he needs to be like, I tried the fucking patch.
Yeah!
I tried the fucking the gum. None of that fucking shit worked for me, you know what I'm saying?
Or pay someone and get some footage from him losing his shit on Goodfellas, because I get here's the marketing. This shit, Chantix, is so effective. It can get this really fucking... lunatic off cigarettes. It can work for you. I swear to God.
Or Ray Liotta has a couple of divorces that he really needs to.
It could be both, man.
He's got settlements he's still paying off.
Oh, it's all that. God, I'm surprised we don't see Nicolas Cage out there fucking with some fucking hard-on pill or something. He's got a... Doesn't he have like a crystal dinosaur skull?
You're getting ready to have a blast, but you are not sure about someone's sexual past.
Scroguard! Chantix!
This is Ray Liotta. Did you ever get that itchy shit in your crotch sometimes, you know? If you wear the Scroguard...
I got the fucking hurt! Fuck you! Give me my latex diaper!
Okay. Anyway, not to you. I wasn't saying okay. I was saying okay to myself.
No. It's a royal okay.
Right.
Okay.
The headline over at the Comic Pico Liberal.
Defeat.
Puff Po.
Wee wee.
Stay the fuck inside.
I bet that kid knows how to play slots and shit. I fucking guarantee you that kid can play like five card draw and all kinds of shit.
What are you doing splitting nines?
Hey!
When the deal is showing a 10.
You want an OZ?
He's selling Lucy's on the corner.
Oh, yeah. You want a Virginia?
Two for a dollar.
Stay the fuck inside.
The HuffPo saith.
Yes.
As it's loading.
Ooh, yes.
I can breathe again. Waves of relief after Muslim ban nightmare.
Wow. Shit, man. Well, I mean, you know, normally... unless we had a fascist in office, we wouldn't have had a Muslim travel ban, right?
Mina Madavi, a 39-year-old solutions and cybersecurity engineer in California, who's not been able to bring her mother from Iran to the U.S. because of the Trump administration's anti-Muslim travel ban.
What the fuck?
It wasn't Muslim. It was just countries that are Muslim. It just happened to be Muslim.
It was just anybody that was brown.
Not all of them. Not Saudi, of course. They're our friends, even though they were all Saudis that flew into those buildings.
Yeah, and one of the most recent terrorist attacks, I think, that was Saudis too, right? They were Saudis.
She applied for waivers, called the consulate, called her representatives in Congress, all without avail. Her applications were always rejected. She was pregnant at the time. Her mother missed the birth of the first grandchild.
Jeez.
She began
hopeless for that her mother wouldn't be there to help her raise her son. She tried her best to forget the idea entirely, blah, blah, blah. But on Wednesday, the first time in years, she began to reconsider her dreams. Once the ban was lifted, she and her husband broke out jumping, dancing, and singing. It's gone. It's gone.
Yes, that is fucking awesome.
The weight has been lifted. I can breathe again. Families across the globe watched anxiously as newly elected President Joe Biden took the first step in doing away with the policy that has separated loved ones for years.
Ah, we can't do this shit ever again. Come on. Don't vote for these fuckheads again. That's insane.
So there you go. It's the story at the HuffPo. Good things happening. Yeah.
Good things happening. Happen when you get fucking fascist. Fuck out of your
what if that mother's
government.
A terrorist? What if she shows up with a suicide bomb strapped to her? Huh? What are you gonna? Are you gonna feel bad then? You're gonna feel that you're gonna know Trump
fuck
is
no.
right.
Go fuck yourself. I'm coming to get you.
Right. And where's all the terrorism been coming from? Not a lot of Muslims stormed the Capitol about 3 weeks ago, you twunts.
The terrorism, oddly enough, 20%. Military people were involved in that. I saw some articles like 20. Oh,
spectacular.
A fuck ton of cops. I know that's shocking.
Yeah.
Some cops. Wow.
Huff, Drudge rapport to United Airlines to require jab for all employees? Question mark.
Yes. I mean, United Airlines, like we're all getting in a fucking plane together. Please, you fucking cunts, get the goddamn
United
jab.
Airlines CEO wants to make COVID-19 vaccines mandatory for employees and is encouraging other companies to do the same.
Yes, that would be a great idea. I mean, especially a fucking airplane.
It's a stance, however, that differs from other airlines and companies in other sectors like retail and auto manufacturing.
Wait, so the airline industry wants everybody jabbed up, right?
No,
they don't.
The United wants it, and the rest of the rest of the airlines are like, I don't know if we want to do this.
So okay, fine. Then I just need a list. All I need is a list of airlines that require their employees to get a fucking vaccine for fucking COVID, and that's where I'll fly. You know.
The CEO Scott Kirby said, "The worst thing I believe I'll ever do in my career is the letters that I've written to the surviving family members of coworkers that we've lost due to the COVID. But for me, because the confidence I have in the safety of the vaccine, and I recognize it's controversial, I think the right thing to do is for United Airlines and for other companies to require the vaccines and make them mandatory."
There's nothing that is this coronavirus thing in. Is huge, and that's a horrible way to put it, but it's just huge, and it's shocking, like, how detached fucknut rape face was.
You have to narrow that down. Trump?
President fucknut rape face.
Oh, President fucknut rape
and
face.
Okay. Ball gag McGee.
Not governor. Fucknut rape face.
Oh, that's our governor. I think that's a... You know, all their business cards are a little different, but there's always rape face. I don't know why. But why, you know, I mean, I knew they had Trump had a shitty plan, but I didn't know it was just no plan. I didn't understand that. Nothing. Not one fucking thing.
Well, right. He so didn't have a plan. His plan was to have no plan.
So,
and to get rid of it.
Yes.
And then say, I'm done. Hey.
Right.
I sent you a big pile of vaccine. Good luck, everybody.
And that frees him up to work on all this fucking sedition and getting people riled up to fucking.
Well, that's all he was working on the past month.
Thank God.
Literally.
Oh, to steal a phrase from one of your shitty fucking memes, Republicans. Let that sink in, you bitches. Oh, my God. Everybody's dying. He's not doing shit, but he is planning. A takeover. He is planning. He wanted to overturn the election. God, he has to go to jail for this shit, man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, fuck.
And I'm not going to blame myself. I'll be honest.
Who? I don't give a fuck. Who? I blame you.
God bless the United States.
Fuck you. You're not president anymore, you fuck.
Really an ominous...
Yeah, goddamn.
It's going down the tubers.
Can we repossess his fucking teeth?
Went down the tubers.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the airlines, one of the airlines, United, is saying, hey, we should require the jab.
God. Yes.
For our employees. And apparently other airlines are saying we don't think so.
Well, other airlines that don't think so. My God. This is why you get the... You're in a tube in the air. There's no ventilation in a fucking plane.
Well, there is, but...
What do you mean?
Well, it's not direct to the outside.
Well, yeah. I mean...
If there was no ventilation, you would...
Yeah. I mean, is it... Do you think it's dangerous to be inside a plane with another person that has coronavirus?
Well, you're more likely to get the coronavirus, especially if people aren't... Well, they're requiring masks now, but there are still people who...
Yeah.
Sit there with the mask down over their nose or some shit like that. Or
if you're if you're traveling to see people or whatever the fuck you're doing, I mean, God, you really, I mean, we're not going to, let me understand something. We're not going to require the jab to travel.
Well, yeah, some places there are still countries that, are requiring tests before you even can come in. I think Hawaii now is starting, yes, to open up, but you have to have
to us.
Yeah, but you have to have a test.
Jesus Christ! I listen, people of Hawaii, don't do that. You're gonna like let somebody from Alabama buy a plane ticket and come to your island? Are you crazy? Stay the fuck home.
Don't go outside. Stay the fuck home.
Yeah, if I lived in Hawaii, I'm like, why the fuck are we opening up? I mean, I know you need the tourism and everything, but, you know, it is the fucking plague, man.
It's time. It's time.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, 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 glory. Go ahead.
Oh, for the time has come to ha se cool and ha se bo and amushikila basitu and anibureke and otula majide kruti izino lumurevi shikila pose and no tile barra.
Oh, no.
Why she loved it?
Holy crap.
What is going on there? Is that a lot?
That's some other speaking in tongues bullshit. Some Christian circus of like 10 people on the stage. Something mountain, Ozarks, and something. So I
how much are tickets? I might go. I'm serious. That
how much is it worth to get to heaven to snuggle up to the ball sack of the Lord, Ryan?
Lobby ding dong. Oh, I might have to watch
in
this.
Your life, and now the mountains shall be removed and hindrances shall be removed.
A prayer mountain, God, it says. Damn.
And things are turning even now, for the goodness of God shall be manifested. So lift up your heads and lift up your eyes. For the glory of God shall be revealed, and there shall be an increased measure that shall come upon you. And you,
yeah, oh,
boy,
get that increased.
It's
measure
Faithless
over
Friday,
here.
Everybody, if God you damn. Haven't noticed.
God, but she there were. Is that Paula White?
No,
different.
I don't know who she is.
Really interesting sound. Some of them sounded like Coco Lycom.
I have turned your captivity, and now your mouth is filled with laughter.
What?
Ah! Oh, they're doing that weird laughing thing.
Oh, my God.
Oh, look at all the white people.
So, you know, Asipo Shikia Bosana.
She just comes in and takes over, and she strides to the front of the stage. She's getting, and she's like, "So, balaka boliga mamamasa la babo."
Think of all the people out there that Christopher Guest has spoofed, has satirized, has commented on, has made a mockumentary of, but none of these people, not ever. And I think I know why.
Why?
It's impossible.
Well, right.
What would you do?
What are you saying?
The work of the Holy Ghost is to shikalumenda.
Oh. The work of the Holy Ghost is to shikalumenda, Ryan.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. The work of the Holy Ghost is to shikalumenda.
Yes.
You know, asipo shikia bosana. The work of the Holy Ghost is to shikalimenda and to shunde estamaste. And to shunde estamaste.
Stay the fuck inside.
So you can use de balabasito and is the rota labakasi and otorizi is doge dome. Oh,
fucking pay her.
God, they're all looking at her in reverence. It's like.
She is killing it.
Well, I guess.
Pay her. This is theater. Oh, that's theater.
She's getting paid.
It's theater, man. That, you know, I have no respect for this. Fuck this. I mean, honestly.
I wonder if he speaks in tongues.
So you'll say, this is the day, and now is the time, and this is the place, and I'll no longer look back, and I'll no longer wonder when, but I'll declare, now is the time. But in my house, and the Spirit of God shall rest upon me, so you can declare it and shout it out loud. This is the day the Lord has.
So I think he does this part, and then he hands off to her. It's like Sonny and Cher.
Oh, okay. Gosh, is that coming back, that kind of thing? But this is like bad evangelicals. It's not like fun music from the 70s.
Because he finishes up, and here she comes.
Okay. For the things you reached on him as the stay.
She does like three or four words of English and then just transitions right into it.
You know, I have a question, and you might not be able to answer this for me, but since she is saying this is shalibari hokey cocky.
Oh, sure.
Whatever. That sort of infers, like, if you can start with English, that would that infer that there are like nouns and pronouns and verbs and subjects within this tongue shit that she's used? I mean, you know what I mean? Like, this is the bloggy da. There must be something there, right?
She has no idea. She starts off and she's like, fuck it, I don't know what I'm going to say. So I'm Magaluba Baba Fumbalakaitin.
You know, that's a real. Listen, Klingon! That's more Jabba. That's very cynical because then you're saying that she's just a fucking crook.
I'm
just playing.
I'm gonna lay that one out there. Prayer. Oh, prayer in the mountains.
Oh, okay.
Ozark. Something. I'm trying to read this big sign on the stage behind them, but I can't.
Loggy ding dong, Stooby. I went to church and I went into a church in VR the other night. It was weird.
Come on, seriously?
Yeah, it's so fucking bizarre, man. I was like, I'm like, how do you? I mean, if you can go into VR, do you need a deity in your life? I mean,
Prayer Mountain of the Ozarks Ministries.
Oh yeah, wait, is that? The one from the
Billy Brim Ministries.
Oh yeah, and he's a tongue talker.
Billy with a Y E.
Okay,
I wonder if that's her then.
Oh,
who's Billy Brim?
Billy, that is the feminine spelling.
Wow, well, I don't know.
If people they go to the Ozarks to vacation Friday night, man. They're going to the bar. They're getting drunk. They're getting in fights. These Proud Boys, and then Saturday, you know, they go have. You know, lunch, they wear their Trump shirts, their racist shit. And then at night, you know, they go to the show or something in the Ozarks.
I guess. I mean,
it's part of a vacation thing, I wonder.
I mean, I'm sure they've got all kinds of places to stay.
Oh, yes. What about coronavirus? Is there anyone concerned about the motherfucking coronavirus?
Last week, a posting. We have two scheduled phone calls for Corporate Prayer Weekly.
Why are you fucking calling me then? I'm going to pray. I'm going to send my prayer directly to your fucking meathead.
Wednesday, 8 a.m. Central, and Sunday at 3 p.m. Central. And at noon on Wednesdays, we have a live stream prayer meeting from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks.
How the fuck, why are we... I don't know, man. It's some weird... prayer meeting thing, talking to God in the sky, but yet I got to know the time zone. It's just very strange for some reason. What time am I talking to God? 3:30 p.m. Central?
Yeah, yeah.
When? Tomorrow?
Standard time.
Can you please create a... Siri, create event in my Google Calendar.
You get to call in?
To call in to fucking Jesus.
Oh, it's her. Billy is her.
Labba ding dong.
She's Billy. So she's the big star, apparently.
That's Billy.
And
she
he's,
is...
he's Banana Due.
Banana Due. Shalua se fala tole.
Sinas de mon de le bacreta. Simon de li brojde. Sto no reke jibani. I je vreke. Sonela machete lo mo creste bay. Fornite
to. God, shame on these.
Simon!
Shame on these charlatans.
God, the vote. See, shame on her doubly. She, you are a professional something or other or singer. I'm sorry, that voice. You know what I mean? Like that somebody said some vocal training. You know better. How dare you? You're a disgrace to the entertainment industry.
And then he picks up later.
The past that seems so far.
Yeah, see, I think he says that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And he starts yelling.
She says,
here he's praying.
Declaring by my spirit and by my power, it shall surely come to pass.
I'm declaring by my spirit and by my power, it shall surely come to pass.
Did we used to play some preacher that would like sounded like this, but also would say like fuck and shit?
Oh, I don't remember.
God. It would be like, God damn, what the fuck? I'm fucking praying.
See, this is a 6-minute video. We're at 4:39. I'm just going to see if she comes back.
Yeah.
Or if he, I think he closes out the video here. God, oh my
damn
God.
It, Jesus.
Look at all these white people.
Oh,
and I will pour out my spirit, saith the Lord. So receive it and declare it and say it's not so far away, but it's here right now today.
Yeah.
Ha, ha, ha. Come on, give the Lord a shout.
White people in droves.
And I see here, it seems like these kids are...
So there you go.
The thing about our culture is, like, that it sucks. You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing cool about what we just listened to. It's just people
right.
engaging in...
Fraud and fleecing the crazy people.
And then they're going to go out to Golden Corral. They're going to be mean to somebody. Cleaning up the butter station just after they prayed and said, hey, I'm going to go be a big fucking Christian. Then they're immediately going to be a cunt to somebody at Target. And not wear a mask.
Boris Johnson.
Boris Johnson.
has said, now there is some evidence a new COVID variant, as I cough. First identified in the UK, could be more deadly than the original strain.
Oh, what a fucking shock. God damn, dude.
We've been informed today that in addition to spreading more quickly, it also now appears that there is some evidence that the new variant, the variant that was first discovered in London and the southeast of England, may be associated with a higher degree of mortality, Johnson said.
To that, the coronavirus says, are you surprised? What have you learned about me that isn't horrific? Or, you know, I mean,
he said that all evidence still suggests, however, that the vaccines from Pfizer, BioNTech, and AstraZeneca, the two concurrently being used in the UK and the US, are remain effective against both the old and new variants.
We need to do something to prepare for, and maybe this scientifically won't. What if everybody's getting vaccinated, you're getting the jab, and then a variant pops up because we've got to vax our way out of this, and all of a sudden, the jab you got does not protect you from this new variant. Is that a possibility?
Yes.
Am I being overly concerned about this?
Well, but now they might be able to... If the protein or whatever has mutated, they may be able to identify a different protein or the mutation of the protein and be able to. All right. Well, fuck you, Shelby.
oh, revenge.
The they may be able to replicate a new one rather quickly now that they've got the vibe. And
are the new people in the CDC now with their lab coats and their science shit and fucking stuff? Do they?
Plus, there are still people pursuing the other kind of vaccine where it's a weakened or dead strain of the virus that they give you. This has nothing to really do with the virus. This triggers your immune system to recognize a protein that's on the virus.
So that's the same as getting a jab.
Well, that's the jab.
Oh, okay.
You're getting jabbed with those proteins.
Right.
And that then tells your immune system, oh, that protein's bad. I'm going to attack it.
Yeah.
And it creates antibodies.
Well, just can't we? Is there a formula for this shit?
What do you mean? Yeah.
Just send it to everybody. Well, somebody will figure it out.
You can't just whip that shit up.
Let me tell you something. I bet you could find some meth cooks Central Arkansas that can fucking whip a hole.
Steve Bannon is filling up another bathtub somewhere in a rental house. Allegedly. Yeah.
I think Steve Bannon is coronavirus. I do.
You think he is? He's
yes.
A personification of coronavirus?
You don't see it, or?
Sure. I can't prove he's not.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else have we got? Oh, the big news, impeachment v2.0.
Yes.
On Tuesday will begin the House Speaker. Oh, by the way, we talked about that ridiculous offer that Mitch was making to have some kind of power share. And it was really Mitch wanting to say, hey, I want to be able to veto absolutely everything again.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, oh my God, this is the worst ever. You can't trust him. And tell him to fuck right off.
Absolutely.
Well, Schumer told him to fuck right off.
Thank you.
Schumer's like, this is ridiculous.
Thank you, Chuck.
It's not even going to be considered. So I guess now he's going to filibuster some regular order or something just to be a twat and slow everything up and try to make things miserable so that the Democrats can't seat their committee members.
Well, okay. I understand, but the thing is, it's like these Republicans, that's what they do.
Well, yeah,
they spread misery.
And he's technically not cheating, but he's definitely playing hardball and nasty. Well,
no. It's nothing. The only thing hard about Mitch McConnell are the little
arteries?
Splinters. Oh, yes. And splinters of brittle bones in his fucking skin sack.
Yeah. We do have.
What did that mean, though? Like a power share? Like, what did he want?
Well, he wanted kind of veto power. He wanted to make sure that he's terrified that they're going to vote to get rid of the filibuster. Even though Manchin has said he doesn't support it, but this bullshit that Mitch tried. Now they're saying this is the kind of thing that'll spook Manchin.
Yeah.
And that Manchin needs to learn the history of the filibuster. This isn't something that was created by the founders. This bullshit came up later to try to preserve the slave-owning states' power again.
We got to get rid of shit that was that supported slavery.
Right? When they started it, the Senate was up and down, 50% plus one.
Okay.
And that's it. This filibuster came along later.
Yeah.
And then it was a real filibuster. You had to stand the fuck up there and talk and talk and talk.
Mitch doesn't have to do that.
No, they changed those rules to make it so you didn't have to. So it's just like, I filibuster and everybody goes home.
Can we change that
back?
And
they pretend it. Well, that's one of the things they're suggesting. They're like, okay, look, we won't get rid of it. But if you want a fucking filibuster, you get the fuck up there and you talk for 45, 50, 60, 70 hours, however long you want to delay it, bitch.
Man, I tell you, I read this horrific fucking blog somewhere about, you know, the reason you have to get rid of fascism and you can't fuck with these people because they want you to be their slave. This is what these maggots want. They do not want to compromise. They will forever be racist. They will forever be homophobic. And like, something like this, changing that rule on the filibuster, I mean, that could really help. I mean,
it will.
How long can Mitch McConnell stand?
But we got to get Manchin on board.
Does Mitch work out?
No.
How long can he stand up there?
I can't imagine.
I mean, really, I'm serious. It's sack of fat.
They'll get Holly to do it, or you know, one of the young ones.
God damn it!
We get to listen to Ted Cruz say, yeah. "I could not with a goat again."
God, our country's so fucked up.
But they need to get rid of that ridiculous filibuster.
Ted Cruz said the would not could not thing with a goat when there was a filibuster because they didn't want to fund the fucking government when Obama was president, right?
Right.
Something like that.
And most of the least populated conservative states are already overrepresented in the Senate. Again, California, millions and millions and millions and millions, tens of millions of people, two senators. What? Wyoming, 600,000 people, two senators.
Hey, dickheads, why don't we get real about this shit? Why don't you take the people, the states that donate the most to the fucking pie to run the country, give them the most representation, motherfuckers?
Well, no. That's crazy.
Shit.
That's socialism.
All those globalists would be in charge from New York City.
Oh, the JEWSs, yeah. God.
The world would be fucking better if some of these red states had less say. I don't know.
Well,
obvious.
Yeah, we should not be ruled by a minority. And that's what's been happening.
Yeah.
And gerrymandering. There would be no what's his name? Jim Jordan, if it weren't for gerrymandering. Have you seen his district?
No.
It's insane. It like wraps around part of the city and squirrels down like a couple of blocks and then jacks up. They're literally saying, oh, these people voted Republican. Let's include them in.
Yeah.
And, oh, not those blacks. We're going to cut that black neighborhood up into five different pieces.
And dilute them.
And dilute heavily. Them so that they don't get a representative vote.
At some point.
That's the gerrymandering.
I mean, my God. We are so fucked that, like, what is it? We have how much of the world's population in
4 or 5% or something.
But 20% of the COVID.
Yeah, sure.
We are a danger to the planet. We got to get our shit under control. Fuck.
Chuck Schumer turned down a request by Minority Leader McConnell to include a protection for the filibuster in a Senate power sharing agreement, saying the request is unacceptable. Schumer said he wants the same agreement that was established for the last 50-50 Senate in 2001, called McConnell's request an extraneous demand.
Yeah.
The minority leader noted that he refused former President Trump's demand to end the filibuster in 2017.
Ooh.
And Democrats have used it many times themselves.
I would call it extraneous.
Yeah.
And also fucking nuts. Can you imagine... if the situation was reversed, it was a Democrat asking from the minority, asking for a share of power.
Of course.
I'm sure they would go for it.
Well,
no problem.
They should have the power now and they don't want them to have it. That's how the Republicans roll. How many states did a Democrat get elected governor only to run up against some undemocratic asshole Republican scumbag fascists in the legislature who then all of a sudden decide that the governor needs to have all the power taken away from him?
I mean, these fucking fascists are going at the very core of our fucking government, like electing, like people fucking motherfucking voting shit.
And in Michigan, I mean, they just tossed it all out and started saying, well, you know, we don't like who we're going to pass a law for this emergency manager thing. And we're going to decide that if you black people, if you poor areas aren't doing well, we're going to put some adults in charge, white people who will, make everything better.
You know, I feel like there are a lot of states out there that need help, but I mean, Michigan needs help, man. Don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, are there still people there that are like domestic terrorists?
Sure.
Flouncing about with their open carry and shit like that.
Yeah.
Are we, I assume Biden is looking into that shit, man.
Chris Ray, I'm sure.
Get these fuckers.
Chris Ray was one of the first ones that said, you know, hey, this white supremacy thing is our number one terrorist issue. And then the Trump administration said, ISIS, what about ISIS and MS-13?
What if
Antifa.
Yeah. What if it had been ISIS that had stormed the Capitol?
Oh, my God.
The response would be insane.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But it's not. It's white people, and there's...
Well, and the responders.
Yeah.
We're on the other
and
side.
And the cops. And, like, people are getting, like, trespassing charges and shit. I mean, they tried to take over the fucking country. It was a violent coup.
So the impeachment trial will begin early next week.
Of course.
And
you imagine
now that Trump has a lawyer.
Oh. What's that guy's name? Bo Big Dick.
Butch something.
Big Dick Butch Bo. God. I'm some fucking scumbag attorney that will represent this seditious fucking creep.
Chuck Schumer today?
Chucky.
Make no mistake. There will be a trial, and when that trial ends, senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection.
Oh, insurrection. Bullshit.
Against
that is the, not real. That is doctor. Did you doctor
no.
that? That was good. That sounds
no,
good.
Trending.
Can you play that one
Make
more?
Make no mistake. There will be a trial, and when that trial ends, senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the insurrection against the United States.
We live in a country that you cannot mock. We are. I mean, you know, man, fuck.
Decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection.
I'm saying no. I can't imagine him inciting any erection.
I listen.
Except
Chuck,
for the blue pill.
I got to say, I'm going to say that's endearing. I'm going to say I wish that. It was a little bit more well put together, whatever.
Well, and
can we let?
I mean, how could you not laugh if you're there in the Senate? I would be like, yeah.
I mean, I'm not even. You don't have to think too hard to think of people that would better deliver that. Get Elizabeth Warren up there. She's always fucking pissed.
Well, she wouldn't. She wouldn't know that she would have incited the erection.
Donald. She did have a thing with the sailors and the chains. She whipped sailors with links of chains and then punch fucked them, according to Jacob Wall.
Well, now we're not so sure he's even going to get convicted because some of the squealers in the Senate are starting to just say, well, I don't know if we should really do this.
No, no, no. There's no choice.
The path to convict is extremely slim, with a growing number of Republicans expressing confidence that the party will acquit the former president on the charge that he incited the erection
well.
Aimed at stopping President Joe Biden's electoral win.
Damn, man. Is that the first time we've heard from the majority leader since... Is his first time speaking publicly about this erection?
In interviews with more than a dozen GOP senators, the consensus was clear. Most of them are likely to acquit Trump, and only a handful are truly at risk of flipping to convict the former president unless more evidence emerges or the political dynamics within their party dramatically change. Well, I'm going to cross out the evidence part because they don't give a shit about the evidence. There was 400 pages of Mueller evidence,
yeah.
And they didn't convict the motherfucker, but it's all political,
you know.
Evidence,
yeah,
it's evidence. Fuck
yeah.
You.
I mean, honestly, and all these Republicans that do not take this fascist. Well, you're fascist too, probably. Who the fuck knows? I'm just saying, this is a guy you got to take seriously.
Well, and you got to prevent him from running again, or he's not going to run again. He doesn't want. There was too much work involved. He doesn't like it. But he will say he's going to run so that he can start raking in the money.
And the world will see us not put down a motherfucking fascist
right.
that told his supporters to storm the Capitol because he lost the election. That's the country we are. I mean, you know, it's fucked up. It's wacky.
So we shall see. They're going to, I mean, they only interviewed a dozen. There's, you know, 40, 50 of them or something like that. So
jeez.
Maybe enough. We'll switch.
Was it?
They need what? 10?
Yeah. Was it like 30 cops at the riot? Did you see that or something? Like 30?
I never saw a number. Yeah.
What kind of country do we live in where cops are like trying to overthrow the government?
One where people throw money at people that go, Rabababala, Colomomama, Sibababala, Calabala, Madonna, Sotabada. Oh, let me give you money.
It makes sense.
Right.
Yeah. Great.
Elsewhere in the news.
Yes.
We've got, let me see.
Kolibaba.
I'm just scanning through the. Scanning through the headlines, seeing if anything crept up that was interesting.
Yeah, you know, I forgot to search on Justin Bieber's name today. I don't know if there's an update.
I'm sure the audience is grateful.
You know, there really was a story a while back.
I've got.
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
He switched churches or something. He switched mega churches that he went to, and it was a story for some reason.
Because the guru, that creepy New Agey church that he joined in Venice, California.
Yes.
Which was just starting out when we were still living there.
Okay.
It was just down the block from that coffee shop.
Oh.
What was that? That wasn't
on Abbott Kinney?
No, on Venice.
Okay.
Just a little north
Lincoln.
Of Venice.
Okay.
He was caught like fucking women in the flock, like cheating and shit like that.
I'm telling you, if I have a church, I get my parishioners to come in. You know, I pray for everybody. I do all the fucking bullshit, but I take care of Justin Bieber because that envelope's going to be pretty fucking fat, and that has to be how they see that. There's just no other way around it, man. You know?
Well, yeah.
Justin Bieber has fucked tons of money.
Hillsong, it was.
Oh, okay.
Was the name of the path of the church.
And the other thing is, like, I'm going to the church Justin Bieber's going to. And a lot of the reason I think the only reason I would go is just to see what he does at church, because it would seem bizarre. And maybe I go just to watch him. And then he moves. I'm going to that church.
Carl Lentz was the pastor, popular evangelical preacher who mentored Justin Bieber, was fired from Hillsong.
Yes.
Pastor known for being a spiritual mentor to the stars.
Ooh.
The East Coast version. He's from the East Coast version.
Right.
Hillsong's global senior pastor, Brian Houston, announced.
Okay.
The 41-year-old preacher was fired following ongoing discussions about leadership issues and breaches of trust, plus a recent revelation of moral failures.
Sounds like a penis came out a time or two when it should not have.
He did. He did the "I've sinned against you, my Lord" thing in Instagram. On Instagram, he admitted he was unfaithful in my marriage, the most important relationship in my life, and held accountable for that. The failure's on me and me alone. I take full responsibility for my actions. I now begin a journey of rebuilding trust with my wife, Laura, and my children, and taking real time to work on and heal my own life and seek out the help that I need. Oh, he needs help.
Oh, yes. Hey, I think TikTok is a better platform for an apology for some reason. I don't know.
He's an Australian pastor from Sydney.
Ooh.
The guy who started it said he's confident Lentz will return to some form of ministry outside of Hillsong after a time of rest and restoration.
Wow. My first thought is, who gives a fuck? I mean, do we need him back in circulation?
Well, I don't know. He'll be fine. There's enough.
Are we
just going to say, is there enough of an audience for this?
No, are there
Holy
enough?
Holy shit.
Are there enough people of the Lord praying for people these days? Is there enough prayer?
No, I don't. Apparently, more of them keep popping up.
Yeah.
So
there's a lot of people that want to pray.
Well, and I saw a disturbing story about how this QAnon shit may morph into some kind of new religious thing.
No, man. Fuck.
And it goes back, since it's Faithless Friday, a lot of people equate it to what happened with the Millerites. Let me see if I remember this. It was the 1840s. Some Baptist loon decided to go off and do his own thing. He probably wanted to fuck young girls or something.
Right.
And he decided he wanted to make more money and not have to answer to any of these this Baptist bullshit.
Oh, yeah. Fuck that.
Miller, he started his own kind of like culty Jesus-y thing.
Yeah.
But he was one of these guys who was like, Jesus is coming between 1843 and 1844. And then 1843 passed, and then there's the first date he picked passed, and he's like, whoa, no, it's a couple months from now. I miscalculated. Yeah. And then that one left. And then I think he may have kicked the can one more time. And then when that passed, then people were starting to be like, well, now, wait a second.
But in the meantime, he's raking it in, right?
And there was like the Great Disappointment, they called it, or something like that. And a number of these lunatics who believed all these conspiracy theories of the time.
Yes.
Some of them went away and were like, oh, my God, what have I been doing? I'm an idiot. Yeah. Like some of these Q loons are.
Right.
And they left. But some of them tripled down and said, no. Those dates were actually when Jesus was moving into a different stage of Goditude, preparing.
Yes.
Like Jesus was packing his bags right, that day.
Right, right.
And making sure that he's ready for the journey back down to earth.
And how far is that? Do you know what I mean? What is the math involved? I mean, it's
whatever they need to make to make their predetermined sum work.
If you
they'll fudge the math to get the result they want.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things going on. There's fractions, I imagine. I mean, do they have to like fly in like hyperspace and shit like that to get to heaven? Is there a portal or like a wormhole? I don't know.
I don't know what did fall.
A double-decker bus.
Oh, well, there you go.
I mean, a mini one.
The very wee one.
The little
toy car I have on my desk.
Right. Thank God it's a toy. That would have been.
So these Millerites, that stayed with the agenda and were like, oh, no, it's totally, it wasn't when Jesus was supposed to come back. It was when Jesus was just like preparing, like cutting his nails, getting ready to get here.
Shit, yes, of course.
Oh, I didn't mean to say nails. Don't say the N-word. Don't say the N-word around Jesus.
Triggered!
And those people then went on to become Seventh-day Adventists.
Oh, my God.
That is now like the fourth or fifth largest Christian sect in our country.
Oh, my God. Wait. I mean, so their roots are like...
So that's why they're saying these Q people may just go off and form some religion.
Yeah, I mean, because it's... Because
why not? They have been.
Because it's bullshit, the Seventh-day Adventist thing. That's why just this guy, you know, said something that wasn't true. That thing didn't happen. And then the people that kept believing in it started their own religion because of something that never happened. This guy said would happen. Right.
The great disappointment in the Millerite movement was the reaction that followed the Baptist preacher William Miller's proclamations that Jesus would return, I got it right, to the earth by 1844, what he called the Advent. His study of Daniel 8 prophecies during the Second Great Awakening led him to the conclusion that Daniel will be cleansing of the sanctuary, meant cleansing the world from sin and when Christ would get here.
Oh, okay.
He and others prepared, but October 22nd, 1844 came, and they were disappointed.
Was no one cleansed, or just Jesus didn't come?
These events paved the way for the Adventists, who formed the Seventh-day Adventist Church.
Right.
They contended that what happened on October 22nd was not supposed to be Jesus' return, as Miller had thought, but the start of Jesus' final work of atonement.
Ah!
The cleansing in the... Heavenly sanctuary.
Hey, man, listen, religious people. And I'm not talking to the people that they just go to church so they can meet people to sell used cars to or to fucking sell insurance or whatever you're doing. I get that, but like the true believers, I mean, really listen to this segment. I don't know if you listen to our show normally, but
believers.
Yeah, any believers out there, listen, I mean, this is crazy.
Yeah, I mean, we can literally trace the Seventh-day Adventist Church to a charlatan who kept saying Jesus was going to get here, and when they finally gave up on him, the people that just couldn't give up on him moved the goalpost and then invented some bullshit, Jesus cleansing in the heavenly sanctuary. So Jesus is what, rubbing his balls with soap and taking and making sure his crack is clean?
Or he's Jesus. He's like, you know, my crack being clean is a given. I'm Christ.
But he's cleansing.
Oh yeah. Well,
in the heavenly sanctuary.
I think it's more of a
to
body.
To get ready for the second coming. That was the date.
That okay. Well, he was having a facial peel.
God, it's so insane.
I mean,
we directly trace the Seventh-day Adventist Church now.
Oh.
To this Millerite thing.
Well, then you did some people a favor. If they're Seventh-day Adventist and they're hearing this for the first time.
Like the former Secretary of Housing and Urban Development?
Really? Oh, yeah. Ben Carson.
Ben Carson, Seventh-day Adventist.
Ben, good news. You don't have to believe in this shit anymore because it's not real. It's not real. Right?
That would be my assertion.
I mean, if you're a Seventh-day Adventist, you really should be excited. You don't have to do any of this bullshit anymore. I mean, come on. Great news.
So, yeah, there you go. The great disappointment.
Ooh, yes.
For Faithless Friday. But it ties in with what some people are saying may happen to the hardcore, the most hardcore of the hardcore Q loans, who are just not giving up on it. Trump still has some secret thing.
God.
He's just letting all the deep staters show themselves now, and all the true socialists show themselves, and then he's going to rise up.
Ooh.
Take back the presidency.
What I'm hoping is some of these really angry motherfuckers will be angry. They'll be angry, and at some point, it'll fizzle out, you know?
Well, it seems to already be happening.
Right. And then we just have to worry about, like, these really scary motherfuckers that like to kidnap people and those kinds.
One Q loon posted, oh, great. Now I'm the laughingstock in my family. We would assert you have been the laughingstock in your family. Not just now that Q's proven wrong.
Well,
you've been the laughingstock.
Yeah. And if you're an anti-masker, which sort of goes hand in hand with this Q shit, then your family is also terrified you might come visit and kill them.
Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for listening.
Just after the top of the hour here on the first half of the show.
You know, everybody relax, because we were told over and over again 2021 would be better than 2020. Okay?
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, the COVID's going to be a lot worse.
Right. Right. But we'll be back to, but see, we'll be back to normal 2022.
Well, hopefully, yeah. Mm. Maybe later this year, even.
Oh, that would be great. Jeez. Thanks, Obama.
And in another perfect example of how these Trumpists are garbage people that'll dump you in a microsecond.
Oh, yes.
The QAnon shaman.
Ooh. Oh, God.
33-year-old Capitol rioter Jacob Chansley.
Oh.
Who goes by, like, the stage name Jake something or other. I don't know.
What do you do on stage, fuckhead?
He's the one that took, one of the ones that took a shit.
Oh, yeah.
There's a video of him. Isn't there a video of him arguing with the guy? Where he's like, I should totally take a shit over here. And the guy's like, no, don't do that. That's disrespectful.
You are totally participating in a coup where you guys are going to fucking kill people in Congress. Jeez.
So the attorney for the 33-year-old QAnon shaman.
Yay.
Is now saying that his client feels like the president misled him.
I don't give a fuck.
Into believing that he would grant him pardons.
Oh.
For his actions.
Well, I mean, you know, you're an adult, motherfucker. I mean, you don't have to do what someone says.
In an interview with local news station, his attorney said that Chansley regrets his actions and feels duped by the president's claim that the 2020 election was stolen. So now he doesn't even believe that the election was stolen.
Well, too fucking bad.
This is a guy who had a Q painted on his fucking titties.
He looked insane, man. It was like honky tonk Braveheart.
The lawyer said he regrets very, very much not having not just been duped by the president. So that's what's going to happen. A whole bunch of these assholes are going to blame Trump, which is going to make his prospects worse. Because I hope the Democrats bring this shit up in the impeachment trial and say, hey, we've got the rioters who are saying, hey, we did what Trump told us to do. He said, go and fight.
Yeah. God, I mean, this guy has to, is he facing like serious charges for trying to take over the Capitol?
Sure.
I mean,
shitting is probably an extra charge.
Right. I mean, yes.
The lawyer pointed to a mountain of false claims made by Trump ever since the election was called for Biden as proof that his client sincerely believed he was fighting a grave injustice. He said, look, the president, quote, let's roll the tape. He said, let's roll the months of lies and misrepresentations and horrific innuendo and hyperbolic speech by our president designed to inflame, enrage, motivate. What's really curious is the reality that our president, as a matter of public record, invited these individuals as president to walk down to the Capitol with him.
But you know what?
Says the lawyer.
Dude, you hear most everything Trump says. You've heard all the speeches.
Yeah.
I've heard most of the speeches. Why did we not go down to Washington and storm the fucking Capitol then? We heard the same shit this fuckhead heard, but he couldn't resist.
Well, because
we knew
he was lying.
But he didn't.
Right, because we knew he was lying for 4 fucking years.
Yeah. I mean, this guy, the great thing about this Trump made me do it defense seems to me is like you could play it on both sides. Trump made you do it. Okay, make your case. Then right. Prove to me. Send me emails where Donald Trump sent you an email.
But we want that though.
Yeah. But can't you do both sides though? Can't you also make Trump prove that, you know?
Well, we've got the tape of his speeches.
Yeah.
And Rudy saying trial by combat.
I mean, the Rudy highlight reel. I trial by combat makes it. It does. I mean, he wants us. He liked that. That's the only part of Black Panther he liked.
We've got. It is Faithless Friday, everybody.
Jeebus.
I've got a clip here. We've got more Dilly.
Yes.
Brendan Dilly.
You think it's
now trying to pretend like, oh, you know, well, you know, we're just going to move on. We're going to keep doing what we're doing. We're going to keep fighting. We're going to keep doing.
Well, he gets it, though, man. He gets to go back to the easy thing, like making fun of Joe Biden.
And here he is being apparently wistful and sad that Trump never quite achieved the dictator level that they were all hoping for.
Oh, my.
Many are disappointed that he was not anywhere near as authoritarian as we hoped he would be.
What?
Many are disappointed that he was not near as authoritarian as we hoped he would be. They're not even hiding it.
Yeah.
Dilly's not even hiding that he doesn't want democracy anymore. He wants authoritarianism. How is that America?
It's not.
Is that Constitution?
At the end of The Sound of Music, he gets sad because the Von Trapps make it over the mountain and away from the Nazis. They're like, this is bullshit.
They were really mean to those Nazis.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see him rip that flag?
Many are disappointed that he was not anywhere near as authoritarian as we hoped he would be. Many of you. Pissed. You wanted him to rule with an iron fist.
Oh, you. You notice he's saying you.
Yeah.
Many of you wanted him to rule with an iron fist.
What?
Pissed. You wanted him to rule with an iron fist.
The shittiest of the Marvel shows, by the way.
Right. Oh,
many of us had believed that he would do that, including myself at times. I thought he might do some things that would be outside the norms of governance. And instead, you ended up with probably the least authoritarian president I've ever seen. I have never seen somebody avoid the use of over use of power more so than Donald J. Trump. Only a mouth-breathing fucktard who watched.
God.
He tried everything he could. He forgot the fact that there are two co-equal branches of government.
Yeah. And
that he had to deal with.
Does Brendan Dilley seem marginalized? What's wrong with him? Is he sad? Or is he just...
He's trying to save face.
Okay. Yeah.
But still hang on to the lunatics somehow.
Everyone is trying to morph back to like Drudge-ish. All the right wing.
I
mean, jobs.
I guess, yeah.
Breathing fucktard who watches the fake news would try and be, you know, argue that point. I got to be honest with you. He was not authoritarian at all. Would not abuse his powers. So much so that when he was leaving, he didn't even put out any pardons for himself or his family like most other prior fucking presidents do.
What?
Why?
What?
Why would...
What previous presidents have...
Why do you think Trump didn't pardon himself and pardon his family? Why?
Because the story was that he was advised very strongly against it by just about everyone. Because legally, they said, he would have to... He can't just do a get-out-of-all-crimes-free card. He would have to list... the crime for which he was pardoning. And in that case, he would have to admit that Ivanka and Don Jr. and all of them have, because there's no charges yet against any of them, he would have to make something up.
Why? It feels like somebody just explained this shit to him.
And admit that he did something wrong. And that's what that's probably what put him over the edge.
Yeah.
And then it probably would ultimately not work.
That's not a great plan.
So
I don't know what chapter that is to Art of the Deal, but don't read that chapter. It's ineffective.
So I guess when self-preservation is involved, he does actually listen to people once in a while.
These guys want clicks and they don't want to get deplatformed. Well, Dilley is, though. Isn't he just through his website?
Yeah, he's still on whatever.
Yeah.
Like most other prior fucking presidents do.
Didn't.
Okay, so this was the least authoritarian person I think we thought we were going to have. He was also a lot more pro-peace than I think many thought he might be. No new wars. Not only was there no new wars, military conflict just dropped exponentially globally. He didn't want to kill people. There was a handful of absolute precision strikes on specific...
That is such crap. It's not that he didn't want to kill people. He really wants to kill people.
Yeah.
He ran on getting us out of these wars. He doesn't think we should be helping anybody that's not helping us in a bigger way back.
And he also got us out of the Iran agreement, right?
Yeah.
So like that doesn't say I want peace.
And they were following it.
Right. It was working, man.
Yeah.
And
And then when we bailed out, then they said, well, fuck it.
Yeah. See, the thing is, you just let that Iran deal work until it doesn't. And then you can blame Obama until whatever. And then.
And there's a reason you kind of don't do 180s on shit like big shit like that. Because now, why should Iran trust us? What's going to stop President Cotton in 2024? From ripping it up again.
Well, I think that's a problem with that party, though, with that Republican Party.
Right, right.
I mean, they
don't care.
They're almost they're vindictive. Yes. You know.
There's more Dilley.
Military conflict just dropped exponentially globally. He didn't want to kill people. There was a handful of absolute precision strikes on specific state acting terrors. And that was it. He did not want to go in and destroy civilians. He didn't want to destroy villages. He showed a level of humility and concern for all human life that I think nobody expected.
Is this your boat?
He was the worst dictator we've ever had, by far. He just couldn't bring himself to do it.
Oh, that's such bullshit. Nobody would let him do it. He wanted desperately to do it.
I can't. I mean, geez, this is crazy. He wasn't mean enough.
He just couldn't bring himself to do it.
Yeah.
He was heavily, heavily respectful of states' rights.
Oh.
He was heavily respectful of the rule of law.
He was respectful of states' rights that voted for him.
Yes, yes.
If it was California or New York or Illinois, right. they're hellscapes, and they should have their aid taken away from them.
But our governor sucked Trump's mushroom wang.
Sure.
Still sucks his wang, probably. But why are we such a fuckstorm then?
Because that's who our governor is.
But why didn't Trump help us? He can't, or he didn't care. Or...
No, he sent a few vaccines to DeSantis, who then did nothing. God. Who made it into fucking Hunger Games for old people.
Yeah. Yeah. Go
go battle each other out in a line for 6 hours to try to get the 50 vaccines that they have, and it's 500 people in line.
I mean, it's like these guys that will set up a table, two chairs, two guys in lab coats with syringes, and people will drive up, and they'll just wait in line, and they'll get jabbed, and it'll... I mean,
it's so stupid.
It is insane.
So much so that he wouldn't fire the special prosecutor knowing it was a sham witch hunt because he wanted to be fully exonerated, and he was.
Oh, my God.
Is he talking about Mueller?
He was told he couldn't fire Mueller, that only Rod Rosenstein could fire Mueller, and or the FBI director.
Yeah.
And... he was not exonerated. What right. is this? This is another big lie.
The summary of the Mueller report.
The Mueller report
exonerated him by Bill Barr.
Well,
right?
That was faux. Yeah, but the Mueller report did the opposite of exonerating him.
Didn't he say, "Yeah, we recommend Congress looking into this"?
You know, we can't do anything because of the mandate we have that you can't indict a sitting president. But you know, Congress has the ability to impeach. Wink, wink, wink.
Listen, this guy is extremely fucking dangerous. We need someone to do something.
And Dilley, like the lying scumbag propagandist that he is,
yes.
is bullshitting.
No,
he's not exonerated,
right?
In the least bit.
Where does Dilley?
And then the Senate, the Republican Senate committee, did the opposite and actually said, "Yeah, oh, there was collusion like fuck between the campaign and the Russians."
You know. I don't know where Dilley got his life coaching certification.
I don't know.
But I would
Trump University.
Oh, well, then this makes sense. I said they need to concentrate on something. They need to have some kind of knowledge base, right? I mean, can you have a life coach that is this delusional? Or depending on your life?
Sure.
Are you trying to be into. Maybe you're trying to be the best Nazi ever.
Maybe he coached Marjorie Taylor Greene. It's her life coach.
Witch hunt, because he wanted to be fully exonerated, and he was. Even though he held those powers, he just would not abuse the position. And his legacy, it's going to be one of those things where you won't even recognize the brilliance of his administration until you suffer at the hands of the next one.
What? What does that fucking mean? Jesus! Until you suffer at the hands of the next one. Oh,
yeah.
Nine.
Yeah, Biden's going to make you suffer.
Right. Oh, yeah. Jeez. I mean, boy, I tell you, that Brendan Dilley, what's he do, 2 hours a day?
Couple hours, I guess.
And then he meets clients?
3 hours, I think.
The clients wait outside his office
and
for
he's
his
an author, don't forget.
Well, I mean, are we at a stage in our culture where just because someone has written a book, does that make them an author?
Well, yeah.
I'm not, yes. You know, yeah. Brendan Dilley's an author? What was?
Well, sure.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. Brendan Dilley's an author the same way, like, Henry Miller was an author.
Right.
Or, that's stupid. God, we need to fucking fix our fucking culture, man. I don't know.
Lynn Wood is still posting. I don't know where he is. Oh, on Telegram.
Yes.
The It says, after claiming to have proof that Clinton, Pence, and Chief Justice Roberts conspired to murder judges.
Yes.
QAnon celebrity Lynn Wood can't understand why there are ongoing efforts to have him disbarred. Listen to what he says in one of these posts. I've learned that the executive committee of the Lawyers Club of Atlanta wants to expel me from the organization after being a member in good standing for over 35 years. I hear that Mercer Law School in Macon, my alma mater, is likely going to remove my name from a courtroom named in my honor and then keep the significant monetary donations I've made to the school to help it. Efforts are underway to disbar me with the State Bar of Georgia. Why? Three question marks. Because I exercised my First Amendment right to express my political views and have been legally fighting for honest elections? Question mark. Your First Amendment, you nobody stopped you from expressing your views, Pumpkin.
Yeah.
But they, there's no one is excused from the consequences of your speech. And
right.
If you're libeling and lying, and if I can't wait for Dominion to sue your fucking ass.
Oh,
too.
Yeah. I mean, this guy, am I right to understand this guy is doing like, I had one bad day in 30 years?
Yeah, well,
one bad day where you tried to overturn a good.
I just exercised my First Amendment. I'm trying to fight for an honest election. I will not be intimidated by such agenda-driven attacks designed to suppress my constitutional rights. Today they're coming after me. Soon they'll be coming after you.
Is it this Lawyers Association? Is it their prerogative to fucking kick people out if they want?
Sure.
Well, I mean, listen, man.
Especially if they're out wasting court after court's time with a big pile of shit.
Yes. Your reputation tarnishes their society. They don't want a part of you, you wacko.
Stay strong. Strengthen your community of friends and believers who share your values and principles. Keep speaking truth.
This is the part where good people in society get rid of these fucking fascist assholes.
Then, get this one. I have never guaranteed the information I provided you was 100% accurate.
Wait, dude. Hey, lawyers have to tell the fucking truth, right? I mean, that's the thing, right? They have to...
I have accurately represented that it was based on sources or information that I felt to be credible. I would never wildly speculate or knowingly publish false statements that defamed another person. I know defamation law. Plus, I know the pain my clients have suffered when falsely accused. I would never knowingly inflict such pain on another person.
Holy fuck.
I never said I was 100% accurate. When I said that Pence should be hanged first.
Yeah,
as they were breaking in after the news broke that they kicked in the doors to the Capitol, he tweeted out, good, hang Pence first.
I mean, he put that on a public record.
Yes.
Jeez.
That's my First Amendment right.
People that do fascist shit, that support fascists, that try to... You try to overthrow the government. I mean, I don't know what kind of break does this guy expect or want, right? I mean, if his cause is to overturn the government.
He's a rich white guy, Ryan.
Well,
He's got all kinds of magic shields.
Believe me, man, I'm not all for, you know, but dude, we just can't let people overthrow the fucking country, man.
I would concur.
I mean, what the fuck?
I would concur.
I'm sorry you're getting disbarred or kicked out of your little lawyer group. I'm sure that happens with anybody that's a seditionist for these guys, maybe. Probably don't get kicked out of any lawyer group in Georgia for racism or anything like that. But sedition, you can't handle that. Sorry.
Look at the time. Just a flying by.
Boo! Yeah, it flies by already. Because goddamn, like one day in Trumpville was like a month sometimes.
Did you hear one more? The Trump and Melania are just so petty and small and vile.
Right.
Now the word is that Biden got the blame for firing the White House chief usher on his first day of the job, but Trump actually did it to spite the incoming first family. Donald and Melania Trump sent White House ushers home early on Inauguration Day in one of their last acts in a tense presidential transition.
But were the ushers like...
The Trumps sent the butlers home when they left so there would be no one to help the Bidens when they arrived. So petty, the official said.
Man, fuck.
And these are on the taxpayer dime.
Yeah. This only makes it worse for our country.
Right.
For our country. That the transition, this is...
Other knowledgeable sources confirmed to the National Journal that did the story that Chief Usher Timothy Harleth, a former executive of Trump Hotels that was hired by Melania, was summarily fired by the outgoing president and first lady, not by the Bidens, as was widely reported.
He was fired because he didn't want Joe Biden to have anybody that could help him.
Right.
Move into the fucking place.
He was already gone by the time Joe and Jill Biden arrived at the White House Wednesday afternoon, leaving no one in place to open the doors for their inaugural entry, leading to an awkward pause.
Damn, see?
Someone's supposed to open the fucking door for them, and nobody did.
It's disgusting. I mean, it's Trump or fucking nothing. It's Trump or nothing. And fuck the other guy.
Who is this person? A veteran White House social expert. What the fuck is this? Said it's a big protocol breach for the president to ever stand in front of a closed door at the White House. That may be why there's nobody to open the door to the Bidens. You couldn't expect the Biden staff to know to do that. Doors are open and closed by ushers. Those are the rules about, there are rules about all the things. Everyone has their job.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. There's rules about everything. Everyone has their job.
So the rest of the usher staff came back on Thursday, but they sent them home early so that there would be nobody there for the Bidens. Even though those people are not political appointees. We the people hire them and pay them. It's not up to Trump.
And they have no choice, right? Like, if they get fucking fired, they have to leave. What if they say...
Well, he said, go home.
I want to stay. Welcome to new fucking president. Oh, what about that?
You're fired. the rest of the usher staff was back to work yesterday, but the other guy that they fired, who's considered to be a Trump loyalist, was not expected to be retained by them.
I mean,
the Bidens anyway for long anyway. But he should have been there to coordinate the the opening of the doors for the new president. There's such nasty little sad people.
I know, and I'm really hoping that everybody clean that fucking place. And
oh God, sage! Truckloads of sage burning.
Look, Steve Mnuchin stuck in the toilet.
He's got Secret Service now that would still help him out for 6 months.
Oh my God, Steve! No one wants to be near you. You're so disgusting. I mean that in a totally offensive way. So. Just so we're clear.
I mean that in a totally disrespectful and insulting manner.
You're a cunt, dude.
Let's see. God, there's so one of the lunatics.
Yes.
That stormed the Capitol.
Yeah.
Has been denied bail.
Oh shit.
By a federal judge. He was one of the guys that got into Nancy's office.
Right.
William McCall Calhoun Jr.
If I was writing a movie and someone said, we're going to call this character William McCall Fuckface Jr., I'd be like,
Calhoun.
Calhoun.
An attorney from Georgia.
Boo.
Was denied bail yesterday.
Hell yeah.
Like many of the terrorists at Capitol Hill that day, he bragged about his crimes on social media, saying things like, quote, we are going to kill every last communist who stands in Trump's way.
Did he say that on Snapchat?
Pictures of himself in the Capitol did not help his case.
Is this guy, did you say he was a lawyer?
He is Calhoun.
I'm sorry.
Is a attorney from Georgia.
Did what? Hey, dude, what the fuck then, man? Don't you know better than any of this?
U.S. Magistrate Judge Charles Weigel denied Calhoun's bail yesterday, citing additional posts,
yes,
which weren't in the original charging document, as evidence that Calhoun couldn't be trusted with just home confinement and GPS monitoring.
God.
Quote, in a separate post, he wrote, God is on Trump's side. God is not on the Democrats' side. If patriots have to kill 60 million of these communists, it is God's will. Think ethnic cleansing.
Oh, my God.
But it's anti-communist cleansing, he wrote.
Oh, okay. And this is on what platform?
Facebook.
Facebook. On Facebook, dude. So somebody you know is scrolling through, drinking their coffee, and then they read this shit. Jeez. It's very intense.
So this guy, I mean, he's a fucking, how is he not a terrorist? We're going to kill 60, if we need to kill 60 million.
Obviously these people, these domestic terrorists that raided the Capitol, they're being sent to Gitmo like other terrorists, right?
Yeah.
I mean, are they?
No.
No, they're not. Okay.
We're trying to close Gitmo.
Right.
Oh, Biden might be able to do that finally.
Yeah. It's just this country treats white terrorists different than brown terrorists.
I mean, I guess some of them still think Biden's going to end up in Gitmo. You know what? Another some of them are rationalizing. Some of the Q loons.
Yeah.
Biden's in on it. That Biden is secretly a good guy.
Oh, my God. Wow. Well, a Q guy, right?
Yeah. He's working with Trump.
And he's going to arrest Obama.
Oh, sure. Hillary.
And Hillary.
Sure.
Wow, that's a
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks. Hey, we're taking. We found a six pack of adrenochrome in Tom Hanks's residence.
Do you remember when he got the COVID and they said it was he doesn't have COVID. He was arrested in Australia. He's being extradited for being part of the cabal.
The reason you believe Tom Hanks when he says he has COVID because he doesn't typically come on TV and lie to you.
He lies every time, right?
Yeah.
He's a pedophile, cannibal.
Jeez. Ever since, when did he get into that? In Bosom Buddies? Back then, was he trying to score adrenochrome? Put a little in my tang.
Hate crime in Poughkeepsie, New York?
Yes. Okay.
A masked arsonist carrying two gasoline cans?
Oh, fuck me, man.
Went up the front steps of, in Poughkeepsie, New York, 27 South Clinton Street, a gothic-looking residence that almost looks like the set from the 60s sitcom Addams Family.
Okay.
A historic house in Poughkeepsie, New York.
Right.
That is called, what's the name of the house? It doesn't say. But it's a house that is used as a gathering place for the Church of Satan.
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, no. This guy burnt the Satan? What the fuck? Hey, that's my church, motherfucker.
The masked figure doused the front entrance, set it ablaze. Inside, the homeowner, Matthew Kemp, 36, woke to see through his bedroom window that his front porch was in flames. He managed to escape with his roommate before the house burned to a charred shell.
Oh, my fucking God, man. How scary.
Mr. Kemp, a gay adult entertainer and social media influencer, said he had no idea who may have wanted to destroy the house and endanger his life. He left open the possibility someone had misconstrued the house for a place of devil worship. It's because the church, the satanic temple does not worship Satan.
Right.
Doesn't believe in Satan. They recognize the literary character of Satan.
It's a comment on religion.
Kind of, yes. But it's a religion.
Right.
Contrary to the name, these Satanists don't actually worship Satan, but instead follow a non-theistic philosophy based on personal liberty and self-fulfillment.
Wow.
Oh, this is a different group than our religion, apparently.
Okay.
It's a different group from the Satanic Temple, which is known primarily for pushing back against the influence of Christian nationalism. Either way, the ignorance about who the Satanists are, what they believe in, may have been costly. That is, unless the still unknown arsonist targeted the house because it's also a popular hangout for the local gay community, which still would be an awful hate crime.
Okay, so we're trying to figure out which hate crime this guy is doing. Oh, we do know it's a hate crime.
Or it could be both, Satanists and homosexuals. We know they hate them both.
Thank you, Donald.
But a good Christian, I'm sure. They think they're good Christians.
Oh, yes.
They go in and possibly killing people.
What is the purpose? Did this guy think I'm destroying Satan by burning down this house and now we won't have sin anymore and everybody will be freely
gotta
fucking?
Fight
and,
back.
God.
These
guys are very sensitive about their religion, you know, some of these guys.
They're a little touchy about it.
Just thought I'd mention that. It's Faithless Friday.
It is Faithless Friday.
Jeebus.
I do have another story here.
Right.
And we did the story about the shaman.
Yes. The shaman. The shaman. The shaman just took a shit in the hallway back there.
After a lengthy discussion with another idiot over the proprietary, whether it was good enough or nice enough.
You're overthrowing the country. Take a shit on, I guess. Take a shit wherever you want, man. I mean.
Biden beat Trump again, Ryan.
Oh, did he really?
As the 2021 inaugural viewership greatly topped the 2017 inaugural viewership.
Take that, Nazi!
Across CNN, MSNBC, Fox, ABC, NBC, CBS, et cetera, et cetera.
That hurts him. That makes him feel bad, right?
Over 1.5 million more than what Trump pulled in for his oath of office.
But he lied about
his uplifting American carnage speech.
Jesus Christ. That was some weird shit.
And then the pivotal half hour of the actual swearing in.
Yes.
CNN, number one.
Ooh. Oh, my God.
Fox News dropping to sixth place.
Oh, shit.
From its top spot 4 years ago.
Shit. The rape house that Roger Ailes built. So sad. So sad.
CNN was the top network throughout the day. Failing CNN. Nobody's watching it. It's failing. The ratings are in the tank.
Oh,
nobody watches it.
Donald, you're failing. It's over. It's all downhill from here. That's one way to look at it, right? Today.
For him?
Yes.
Oh,
today
yeah.
will be. Tomorrow's going to be worse than today.
Yeah, I would think so. I would hope so.
And so on and so forth.
Yeah. Wait till these indictments start rolling out.
Oh, yeah.
And they've got his financials. They've got his tax returns, allegedly,
right.
Already.
Do you think there's anything in there that is suspect?
I think it's taking so long because everything is suspect.
Shit. I wonder if there's these guys, probably staff or lawyers, just reading through Donald Trump shit, and they're like, holy fuck, I need another highlighter.
Where does this money come from?
What are we going to...
let's see. We've got, this is heinous.
Yes. Well, hey, man.
So of course it's a Republican.
Boo!
And North Dakota, God, Dakotas, what is wrong with you people? All 50 of you.
Well, I don't know.
I've driven through. It's a lovely state.
Driven through. You never got out and talked to people. I mean,
well, you know, McDonald's or rest stops or whatever.
It's a good thing. You might have ended up in somebody's basement.
North Dakota State Representative Terry B. Jones.
Yes.
Filed a batshit bill. House Bill 1476.
Right. Shit, yes.
It's a 10-page bill.
Okay. Trump didn't read it. Wouldn't read it.
4 pages of it. Involved defining terms in a way that's Christian hate speech. Quote, drag queen story time means a non-secular event. Oh, it's North Dakota. A non-secular event where men dress up as women and display an inherently sexualized performance targeting minors with the purpose of promoting and normalizing the faith-based beliefs and practices that stem from the secular humanist religion.
Oh, my God. That's going to be on our tombstone. That's our epitaph. A bunch of bullshit.
Inherently sexualized performance.
Yeah.
A guy in drag.
They're not understanding what drag is.
Is inherently sexualized.
You know, I think homophobes and transphobic people, I think they do this thing. I'm a psychologist, but when, I don't know, you bring something like that up, they don't think of people. They just think of, like, fucking. Or, do you know what I mean? They have some sexualized thing that they're projecting on it, maybe.
And again, these fuckers are trying to say that not having religion rammed down our throat is equal to having non-religion rammed down your throat. No one is saying that you have to say there's no God. No one's saying that we're going to hang signs in schools that say there's no God, you stupid fucking idiot.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen. But we don't want your In God We Trust hanging there either. Lack of religion does not mean the pushing of anti-religion.
Okay. Yes.
And they don't get that. This is pushing the secular humanist religion.
Well, what if you don't believe in anything and you don't want your kid to have to pray or be like shamed into praying?
Well, then just sit there, Ryan, and let all the other kids who are going to go to heaven.
Oh, good. And then maybe by the monkey bars, they can pick on him because he's, you know, going to rot in hell or some stupid shit.
The term drag queen. This is from the bill. The term drag queen story time describes an event that targets children and promotes licentiousness in attempts to justify practices inconsistent with the peace or safety of the state from the reasonable observer perspective. Don't you know?
You know, I don't know. I think I disagree with that. It's a lot. That's very wordy.
So these are all these terms that he's defining. Non-secular, self-asserted, sex-based identity narrative means an unproven faith-based identity, implicitly religious moral stance that is not predicated on the self-evident neutral truth and is a story that provides the individual with a sense of purpose. In other words, you can't decide what your gender is.
Is this Sarah Palin?
He's saying it's a code for transgender people are full of shit and they're lying and they're making stuff up.
God, what a fucking horrible salad of words this person is tossing.
Listen to this one. This is 2020.
Yeah.
Non-secular marriage.
Okay.
Means any form of so-called marriage which does not involve a man and woman and is inseparably linked to the religion of secular humanism. Here they are again. This may be their new tack where they're going to say, whoa, by forcing us to let gay people get married and shit, you're forcing us into your religion of secular humanism. Just like your religion of letting blacks vote.
Yeah.
We want out of that next.
Well,
right?
Absolutely.
And women, that was their argument to not let women vote. That the Bible says you can't let women vote.
Well, listen, wackos, fucking relax. Because anything that you religious loons are wanting, it's not going to happen. I'm sorry. This is not going to happen, right? We have the Senate, we have the Congress, we have
not in North Dakota.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
The term refers to so-called marriages between more than two people. It doesn't. Persons of the same sex. Oh, yeah. A person and an animal, or a person and an object.
Listen, man.
I'm marrying my toaster.
Okay, well, the toaster oven or just a toaster?
Just a toaster.
Man, I mean, you know, I'm not hearing a lot about coronavirus in that. I mean, we are concerned with a bunch of science fiction shit. Come on.
Then he goes on to define secular humanism, which is everything it's not.
Okay.
Centered on the unproven assumptions that there are no moral absolutes and no one moral doctrine that should be used as superior basis for law and policy. Possibly.
Yeah.
The argument, the philosophical argument of whether there are morals are subjective or objective.
Okay.
Is one that is ongoing and will never be answered because it's one of those circle jerk philosophical things.
Okay. Well, what do you think?
It depends on semantics.
Oh, okay.
One of the arguments is that it is subjective, that your morals are inherent. How you're going to react to something is inherent in who your chemical coding is at the time. So even though your morals will change, the fact that you're reacting morally to something, you're opining morally in your brain, is going to be hardwired as a subjective morality opposed to an objective morality, which means, well, sometimes.
You know what? We solved this.
And who cares?
But we solved this in Trading Places, the movie with Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd. That was the plot of the movie, kind of.
Right.
No spoiler alerts here, but, I forget which side won. I think... Which side won in Trading Places? I mean, the old guys lost.
Yeah.
They lost all their money, but what was proven? Did they prove anything?
Well, they broke them, didn't they? Yeah. They lost all their money.
But they proved people are inherently good?
No. How did they
because
do that?
Because there was the
because Dan Aykroyd turned around and became...
There was the wager.
Right.
They said if you took everything away from Dan Aykroyd, it would turn him into a criminal.
Right.
And I guess in part of the part, it did.
Yeah, right.
There's that scene where he's Santa, you know, chewing, I don't know. It's the grossest thing ever. He eats a salmon and it gets tangled up in the nastiest Santa beard ever.
So this bill, if it passed.
Yes.
Would prohibit the state from acknowledging or assisting LGBTQ people in any way, stating that doing so would be unconstitutional endorsement of their religion of secular humanism. So no marriage licenses.
Okay.
For same-sex or trans people.
Okay.
No public money for anything to support LGBTQ causes.
But why are straight people getting all that shit then?
It would be illegal to put up a pride flag.
God.
It would be illegal to change the gender on the driver's license or birth certificate.
I mean, this is fascist shit, man. I mean, God, let's just coast into The Handmaid's Tale, everybody. Jesus.
Pronoun changes would be prohibited. You can't refer to yourself as she if you're a he.
You know, it's to refer to the pronoun that people prefer. It's like it's the right thing. It's consideration. It's something, you know.
It says even in North Dakota, a bill like this won't go anywhere.
Right.
But it still means Republican politicians are using their time. He wrote a 10-page
This is law. Insane. And I'm sure he had staff work on this, right? How disgusting.
This is what the fucking they're doing in North Dakota. Not trying to do anything about the rampant COVID.
I would think, if I was a representative in the State House or of North Dakota?
Yes, Senate.
Isn't he... intimately involved, not in a creepy way, but with the distribution of the vaccine and how it's going to get into the arms of the people that he's responsible for.
Sure,
would be his main thing.
Oh, he's a state rep.
Yeah, like Matt Gaetz is looking out for us in the same fucking fashion.
The same asshole made news last week when he introduced a different bill that would force state agencies to list American as a race.
What?
Adding, quote, black people were glad their ancestors were brought here as slaves. So this is
God.
This is what North Dakota is sending to their state legislature.
You know, every once in a while, I think this country could vote a lot better than it does. I mean, God. I mean, aren't you worried about the squad in Congress with these fucking QAnon nuts and these gun nuts? That the same how do you go to work with that, man? Like, how do you go to Congress? You know, some of the people at this place were sided with the rioters.
I don't know.
That's some bizarre shit.
Don't know.
Right.
Is this the video?
Do you think Marjorie Taylor Greene and Nancy Pelosi go out and get drinks after a sesh or not?
Who?
Marjorie Taylor Greene and Pelosi, did they hang out, you know?
Oh, no.
As friends outside of politics?
I don't have a timestamp on this, but I wanted to play the QAnon shaman speech that they got on tape.
He gave a fucking speech.
Well, he gave a prayer.
During
the insurgency.
Yes,
that is insane. I've got a transcript of it, but I want to hear him. Oh, this might be it.
Oh, awesome.
to take pictures of myself, but in this case, I think I'm making an exception. Can we, hey, can hey, you and Ray, can you take a picture of me?
This is the shaman saying, hey, can you take a picture of me up here with the flag? And he's handing him his phone.
Yeah.
There's another idiot just sitting on the ground. He's on his cell phone.
God, that's nuts. The prayer.
Let me see.
What happened to us, man?
Hey! Fucking A, man.
Fucking A, man.
Glad to see you guys. You guys are fucking patriots. Look at this guy. He's got covered in blood. God bless you.
Look at, he's covered in blood. God bless you. That's the shaman. That's the Q shaman.
This Q
entering
shaman,
the floor of Congress for the first time.
Is he a legit religious dude? Or well, is he just a guy? Or?
He wants his picture too.
Can we walk out of this room, please? Right.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I greatly appreciate it.
Hey, come on, man.
I'm waiting for
I feel like you're pushing the line.
Hey, come on, man. Come on, man.
This is our capital.
Oh, he's leaving a note. This is when the Q shaman is leaving a note for them, like, we're coming for you or something like that.
Why do they think?
And the other guy's like, I feel like you're crossing the line.
Hey, I'm the Q shaman, motherfucker. How dare you talk to me in such a way?
Be respectful to him. There's 4 million people coming in. So,
what?
We love you guys.
They erroneously overinflated their numbers and stated that there were 4 million people in D.C. at the moment.
It's only a matter of time. Justice is coming.
That's what he wrote. He's showing it to the camera.
Over 4 million people are coming everywhere.
Over 4 million people are coming. This one guy's telling a cop. Here we go.
We spoke your name. Amen.
Amen.
Let's all say a prayer.
Here we go.
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for gracing us with this opportunity.
Now, somebody handed the Q shaman megaphone.
My thing is, this is what happened. I don't give a shit. This had to have been the thing. All right. The Capitol gets rushed. Somebody is some Russian fucking spy. A Chinese spy is involved. There's all kinds. Everybody's like, listen, they're going to rush the Capitol and we can get in there and play our cameras.
And these idiots are going to run up to are going to do this shit. And we're going to go get the hard drives and plant pipe bombs.
Do you think Q Shaman is an asset directed to perform in such
a
way?
He's a useful
idiot. He will
be
welcome to Russia as a
hero.
He's
like Trump, a useful idiot. Right.
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for gracing us with this opportunity. Thank you. Let me take him back.
Wait, he's taking off his horns.
Thank you, Heavenly Father.
Amen.
For this opportunity to stand up for our God-given unalienable rights. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the inspiration needed to these police officers.
Oh my God, they're panning the crowd, and it's just.
Is he saying, I thank you, God, for granting these police officers the wisdom?
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for being the inspiration needed to these police officers to allow us into the building, to allow us to exercise our rights, to allow us to send a message to all these tyrants, the communists, the globalists, that this is our nation, not theirs.
You know, I bet if someone was writing on, like, wrote directions on how to do a successful coup, you might say get the cops on your side.
Thank you, divine, omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent creator God for filling this chamber with your white light and love. Oh, you're white.
Jeez.
Your white people and love.
Oh, my God.
And your white light of harmony. Thank you for filling this chamber with patriots that love you, that love Christ. Thank you, divine, omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent creator God for blessing each and every one of us. These people. Tell us it's not a cult.
I mean, and also, like, you know, I'm trying not to read too much into this. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it sounds kind of racist. Like, he's a white supremacist, the guy with horns. A
lot of white.
I mean, shit.
Your white light and all your white people.
Oh,
so there
my
you go.
God. That's the face of your goddamn coup. So, it's a guy with horns.
Like the friendly atheist points out here. These aren't just terrorists. They are Christian terrorists. That's part of their fundamental vibe.
Yeah.
These are Christo-fascists.
And I think the world is seeing how we're going to handle this shit, if we even are.
Thank you, Lord. Hopefully some of our brethren right now are raping the fuck out of AOC and Ilhan Omar, and we're going to kill them and hang them up, and Pelosi and Mike Pence. And thank you, Lord, divine creator, that. Omnipotent, omnipresent, creator God.
Don't you think they would have done that? They would 100%. Have fucked. Can assaulted anybody
100%.
Not
Louis Gohmert. He could wander the halls and been fine.
Who's running for president in 2024 against Biden? God, oh God, It's just this thing. It's like we live in a country where, to me, politics is about being terrified another Republican is going to get elected.
Right.
So, I don't know.
Yeah. And hopefully Jamie Harrison, who's now the head of the DNC.
Yeah.
Will be.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, we'll be kicking ass. And yeah. He's starting already. And he's like, we're going to work on making the lead bigger in both the House and the Senate.
Yeah.
And we got to get some of these fucking state houses.
Yeah. Well, I think Stacey Abrams has the fucking formula. We got to get rid of this voter suppression and get people out to fucking vote. That's the thing.
They don't necessarily need medication. They need somebody with authority and power and anointing that says, be gone in the name of Jesus and be set free. I've seen it. I know what I'm talking about. The politically correct mindset.
Skipping.
Jeez.
Spirit of captivity in America.
I think he.
Here we go. Oh, come on. Praise him. Woo!
Wow.
Ha 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 ha. My God, feel that.
My God, smell that. This is at the Evangel Temple, Meridian, Mississippi.
Hell yeah, baby. God damn. And that's man, it is a fucking party.
And that is the inspiration we'll leave you with.
Is everyone wearing masks?
I don't see anybody.
Fucking Jeebus event?
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Let's do it again next week, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern every weekday. Then we'll be on your favorite podcasting application and crabdiving.com.
So Malika Bagataga.
Check out what Ryan's doing on the internet at Radar Comedy on the TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, radarcomedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Rababa kola mama sadababa.
Sibi gago.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.